Phoneboy Speaks, episode 782, More Work for Lawyers.
Lots of bits have been written about net neutrality over the many years, and now I guess we're there's finally a decision by the FCC about what that will be, or there's a proposal that will come out, which of course will get voted on, and we can pretty much predict how it will be voted on, and but it means that the internet providers in the United States, including wireless, will be regulated under Title II, which is what telecommunications providers tend to be regulated under. And, of course, there's lots of articles that I'll link to in the show notes that you can read if you want to. But I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, other than, all right, they've at least said something now. Of course, we all know, anybody who's observed this industry long enough to know that all of the telcos are going to sue. All of the this thing is going to drag out for months and months and months, and years and years. The status quo will be maintained. All I see is more work for lawyers. I mean, that's really what. We haven't even seen the regulations yet. All we've seen is a fact sheet by the FCC, an opinion piece in Wired that the FCC chairman Tom Wheeler wrote, and of course all the punditry and all the douchebaggery around analyzing this stuff. I don't really want to waste any time on it, to be perfectly honest with you. In fact, the fact that I'm recording a podcast on it is, when you do a daily podcast, you have to record something, I guess. But the only thing I'll say about it is, I don't even know if Title II is the right answer. At least they're taking a stand, and it probably has stronger legal footing than previous ones they did. Whether it will be good or not for everybody remains to be seen. The real problem, as I've said many times, is lack of competition. It is not regulations. It is lack of competition. If we had competitive broadband, which, by the way, has gotten worse now because of how the FCC is now defined broadband, although I think that's actually a more accurate reflection of the true state of competition. So it just kind of highlights the problem. But the real problem is lack of competition for high-speed broadband. There is one or two providers, and most people that have broadband maybe only have one choice. There's a few that have two. There are some that have nothing that even qualifies as broadband now, 25 megs down and 3 up. There's a lot of people that don't even have that. So, that's what we need, really. Again, competition. But I just see this, I just see this whole, what the FCC, the guidelines that they'll put out, and I'm sure it'll get more press in a couple weeks, right? I mean, it's just the way that this stuff goes. So when the actual regulations come out, we're going to see all these articles come up again, and it's just blah, 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 blah. It's not worth spending my time on, because I just feel like everything I know about it or going to learn about it is going to change anyway the minute the regulations are hit and voted on, and we're just going to end up in courts. More work for lawyers. That's really what I see this being, and maybe that's a very cynical view. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe everybody will like it. I don't know, but, it just seems like that's the way this is going to go. And even though it's probably in the best interest of the providers to have some sort of Title II regulation, they're going to, of course, put the lawyers out there and sue it into oblivion, or try to sue it into oblivion. But yeah, we'll see what happens. It's just going to be yet another thing to have a media circus about.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.